Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second edition of the Weekly Wolf. And today I did want to touch on some topics that I talked about in my previous video. For those who haven't heard the first podcast, I talked a lot about my childhood and how I definitely want to raise my child better than how I was raised. And I was thinking a lot more about that. And there's a quote that I have. I actually have a book of quotes in my room. And there's this one quote in here about self-concept. And the quote is as follows. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And this is from Eleanor Roosevelt, is the one who said that. And I entirely agree with that. No one really can make you feel inferior without your consent. I may have had some rough times growing up, but ultimately, I chose who I want to be, and I chose who I wanted to be. And I believe that is a concept that applies to everyone, that we all determine who we are, who we want to be. Yes, our childhood affects us as if anything in life affects us. All the people you meet, the situations or events that happen to you, they do influence you in some way, whether it could be positive or negative. But ultimately, you are in charge of yourself. And you have to decide who you want to be in life and what you need to do to make yourself better, or to get through challenging times, to get through a challenging circumstance. There still is, but there's always times where I'm afraid that I might end up like my father, in that I might turn aggressive or angry, or turn to drinking a lot, turn to, become an alcoholic. And there was a time in a high school, I was on a camping trip or something, and I had never drunk anything before, and people I was hanging out with, they had some, I don't know, I can't remember what they had, but it was alcohol. And I remember saying, I don't know about drinking it because my dad drinks it and I don't want to end up like him. And I ended up drinking it anyway. And there hasn't really been anything extremely negative concerning that. Actually, I don't even drink anymore just because it just makes me sick. But but I was thinking about that. And, I didn't turn out like my dad. And I don't think I will. I think that I'm a good father. And I do recognize what actions or feelings I might have that might lead down a dark path. And I think that's important, is for people to recognize their feelings and their emotions in some way in order to be able to cope with them. Because I'll get in moods, but I recognize the mood that I'm in, and I do sit and think, why am I in this mood? What is causing me to have these feelings? And sometimes it is scary, because sometimes it's hard to figure out where these feelings are coming from, and I fear that I may have some mental health decline or mental illness inherited. Because there is a. I do have a family history of depression. And I always fear, my grandpa had it, and I believe my dad had some form of it. That's why he turned to drinking a lot. And so that's one of my fears, is that that would happen. And so throughout growing up, I always strove to fight against that, to be my own person. I remember there was a time in college where things looked really bleak. I had a bad experience with some certain people, certain someone, and I just felt so low. And I'll always remember this moment because it was probably one of the lowest moments that I've felt. And I was in my college room by myself because I had my own room. And I remember thinking, man, maybe I need to just call up a hotline or something. I didn't end up doing it. I ended up just going to sleep. And I woke up the next day and things were a bit better. And it definitely helped that I had some And I still have, some really good friends to help me through things and to have my back. And I recognize that there are people that don't have that. There are people that are suffering with depression or loneliness, and they don't have anyone, or they might only have a few people. And it's especially. I'm guessing it is especially prevalent now during this pandemic. And I want this topic to be in general and not concern the current events going on, but it's hard to not stay topical because the coronavirus pandemic has definitely had an impact on relationships and how people communicate with each other. I'm assuming online dating, at least when everything was closed down, was very difficult. But I just couldn't imagine with everything being shut down and with people who are suffering just had no outlet. I just couldn't imagine that. So I recognize that there are definitely people that are worse than me. And I'm not trying to say that I'm worse than most people. I'm just giving my personal experiences so that it may help someone who's going through something. But I'm extremely grateful for friends that I have, and I'm grateful that I feel that I'm in a good place now, and I'm striving to be a better person than what I saw in my home life. My relationship with my family and my friends and just everyone I've met growing up, I feel has been a critical part of my development, and I'm extremely grateful for all of that because there's a lot of people that aren't so lucky. And I could have gone down a different path than I am now. There was a time in college, it was actually right before I met my wife. During the start of senior year in college, classes hadn't started yet, and I just kept, I don't know why I'm laughing, but I was drinking a lot because I had essentially given up on like finding a relationship. And looking back at it, I was still young. I was only 21, 22. I can't exactly remember how old I was, but You know, and finding a relationship is not the most important thing in the world at that time. But for me, it was because I touched in my last podcast that I've always had an unsuccessful time with finding them. And it did make me sad, and I had to fight against it. I had to fight against that sadness. And that comes to what I was talking about is learning your emotions and learning why you are sad. And I knew why I was, and I expressed that. You know, I expressed that. I used to write a lot of poems and poetry. And I expressed that. And I used to blog, and I would express it there. And I listened to a lot of songs and run, and that helped me cope through it. And thinking of in terms of relationships, relationships and just being social in general has always been a interesting topic to me because I just wonder how exactly we as humans develop those skills. Because they weren't really, you know, I wasn't really taught anything about relationships. You know, my family didn't teach them to me. And so I kind of had to learn everything as I go, as I went on. And so, is it our job as parents to teach our kids about how to form relationships, or is this something that is just hard to explain, that's something you have to experience through, I guess you could say, you learn as you go? Because I definitely learned about relationships as I went. And one thing I learned about forming relationships, and this could be just with friends too. Doesn't have to be with a romantic other. Is that anything forced, anything that feels forced is not going to work. The best relationship that I've formed, especially one with my wife, was that it was kind of effortlessly initiated. I did have to put some effort into it, of course, to start the relationship. You know, I met my wife in class. I messaged her on Facebook, and that's how it got started. So if I had not done that, then it might not have led to where it is. But just the initial contact and talking, I could tell that there was a connection. And if you can tell that there is immediate connection with someone, and it feels easy, it doesn't feel like it's forced, then that will probably develop into a good relationship. Now, you definitely have to put work into a relationship, of course. But a lot of reasons why past attempts at relationships in my life didn't work out is because they did feel forced. You know, I don't regret the experiences that I had because they ultimately form me for who I am today. And I am proud of who I am. And that goes back to that quote that I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast about self-concept. It's important to have a good self-concept of yourself. Because if you don't love yourself first, if you don't love yourself, and I don't mean first, but if you don't love yourself, how do you expect someone else to love you if you don't love yourself, you know? And like that quote said, it said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." So you're in charge of how you feel, you're in charge of what you do and how you act and how you react You're in charge of yourself and your actions. There are things in life that are beyond your control, but you can take charge of how you can manage that. Like, I think back to my school years and how I was bullied in middle school. And I think about that the bullies will try to make you feel inferior. And they themselves might have felt inferior, and that was their way of trying to make themselves feel better. But no matter what, you know, I give my advice is to just strive above it all. And become the person that you want to be. And I know I've touched on a lot here, and I might have got sidetracked by a few topics. But the overall point of today's, or I guess this weekly, today's weekly podcast is that don't let anyone control you and affect how you're going to be in life. But I appreciate all those who are listening. I do hope for this to be a weekly thing. It actually took me a while to, because I recorded the last one Tuesday and today's Wednesday, and wasn't sure if I was going to make another one because I wasn't sure if I could top the last one. But I am going to try to continue making these, and I appreciate those who are listening. Thank you.